Lesson 42. John Blake was trying to find out about a pendant that had been stolen from a museum. With his friend, Mary Green, he went to the shop of the bookseller, Mr. Egg. They found him dead. He had been murdered. Someone locked them in the room with the dead body, then set the house on fire. The fireman arrived at the last minute and saved John and Mary. The detective, who they already knew, asked them to go with him to the police station. At first, Mary thought he wanted only John. "But he hasn't done anything. I've been with him all the time," she said. Then the detective replied, "Will both of you come to the police station?"
Oh, poor John and Mary. I can imagine how frightened they were. They must have thought all was lost.
All was lost? Oh, no. They knew everything would be all right in the end.
All's well that ends well.
Oh, Kathy, how clever you are. But there was one thing they didn't know.
And what was that?
All that glitters is not gold.
What do you mean by the wise saying, all that glitters is not gold?
That's a secret. You will find out in the last lesson of the series.
You're very mysterious all the time.
And you are very curious all the time. From the beginning to the end.
All the time.
From Monday till Friday.
All the week.
From morning till night.
All day.
From evening till morning.
All night.
All right.
So that's all.
Oh, no, it isn't. Not at all. All can be used in other ways, too. Listen.
But why did she leave you? Did you quarrel?
Oh, no, we never quarreled. She loved me dearly.
Then what was wrong?
Well, she loved me dearly till all my money had gone. Then she left. Look, this is fantastic. All the boys are playing first-class football.
There's nothing very surprising about that. The boys are all first-class footballers. All of them are in the national team.
Tom, your examples are all very good. All of them are very expressive.
Oh, thank you. Then both of us think so.
Oh, as modest as usual. By the way, the detective told John and Mary, will both of you come to the police station? Besides all, we ought to say a few words about both, too.
There is not too much to say about it. We talked about it a little while ago. It's used in the same way as all, but all is used in connection with several persons or things, and both is used only with two. The detective said, "Will both of you come to the police station?" He could have said, "Will you come, Mr. Blake, and will you come, Miss Green, too?" But it's easier to say, "Will both of you come?"
Look, there are Jane and Mary.
Oh, no!
What's the matter? I thought you said you'd propose to Jane.
Well, I did, but...
So what's the matter?
Well, I proposed to them both, and both of them accepted.
Here come two of my friends, Bobby Arrow and Jim Thompson. Both are very nice guys.
Oh, I know both of them.
How do you know them?
Don't get excited. They were both in my class at school.
Tom, did John and Mary both go to the police station?
Of course they both did. They had to, as the detective asked them to.
I see. But they didn't kill Mr. Egg. They didn't set fire to the house.
No, of course not. But the detective didn't know that. You are going to help us, he said. I'm going to ask some questions. You're going to tell me the answers.
I see. So the detective wanted to ask questions. He intended to learn some facts from them. I shall ask some questions, he said.
Well, he didn't actually say, I shall ask some questions. He intended to ask some questions. So he said, I'm going to ask you some questions.
Oh, I see. Going to expresses intention.
That's right.
I have already...
You needn't go on, Dad. I know exactly what you are going to say.
Arthur, I've told you 100 times not to listen to music while you're learning.
Enough of that, Arthur.
The going to form can also express strong probability.
I think it's going to rain very soon.
It can also mean certainty.
Look out. Your balloon's going to burst in that bush. You see?
Tom, all this is very useful and interesting, but now whatever you say, I'm going to listen to the story. That's my strongest intention.
That's all right, Kathy, as I was going to tell you to listen to it anyway. Well, when John and Mary got safely out of the burning house, the detective said, "Will you come with me, please?"
Will you come with me, please?
Where to? To the police station.
But he hasn't done anything. I've been with him all the time.
Will both of you come to the police station?
Why are you taking us to the police station?
You're going to help us.
How are we going to help the police?
I'm going to ask some questions. You're going to tell me the answers.
Both of us?
Both of you. Will you come along, please?
All right.
Now stand back there.
Stop pushing.
Stand back. That building's dangerous.
Who are you talking to?
Some people try to get killed. Stand back, please.
Oh, my foot.
The detective told the people waiting outside the house to stand back. That is, to go farther from the burning house. He said, "That building is dangerous." And he said, "Some people tried to get killed." Then he took John and Mary to the police station. There he spoke to Mary first. Then he spoke to John. He asked him to go into a room with him.
Will you step inside here, please?
Oh. Where's Mary?
She'll wait for you. I want to talk to you by yourself.
Why don't you talk to us together?
I work this way.
What did Mary tell you?
I'll ask the questions, please. There's a chair. Please sit down.
Thank you. What do you want to know?
When did you find Mr. Egg?
Just after 7 o'clock.
Was he dead?
No, he died soon afterwards.
Who was with you?
Mary.
Anyone else?
Well, somebody was watching us, but we didn't see him.
You said him. Did you know it was a man?
No, perhaps it was a woman.
The detective asked John to step inside, that is, to go into the room. John told him they had seen Mr. Egg die. Who was with you? The detective asked. Somebody was watching us, but we didn't see him, was John's answer. The detective said, "You said him? Did you know it was a man?" John answered, "No, perhaps it was a woman."
When did you last smoke a cigarette?
A cigarette? I don't remember.
What did you do after Mr. Egg died?
I phoned the police.
Where did you phone from?
There's a phone in the shop.
Did you light a cigarette there?
No. And I didn't set fire to the shop.
Was the shop dark?
Yes.
When did you switch on the light?
I didn't switch on the light.
Perhaps you struck a match.
I didn't strike a match.
Of course not. You've got a lighter, haven't you? A cigarette lighter.
No, I haven't. I lost it.
I'm sorry. Oh, would you like a cigarette now?
Yes, please.
Have one of mine.
Thank you.
John said he hadn't smoked a cigarette while telephoning the police. I didn't strike a match, he said. The detective replied, "Of course not. You've got a lighter, haven't you? A cigarette lighter." "No, I haven't. I lost it," John answered. He didn't tell the detective that Miss Haverhill, who he had gone to see about the pendant, had taken his lighter and hadn't given it back.
Why not? The detective knew he had gone to see Miss Haverhill.
Well, you will discover later, Kathy. But now, exercise your English. So now...
Exercise one. Come with me.
Will you come with me, please?
Stand back.
Will you stand back, please?
Step inside here.
Will you step inside here, please?
Answer his questions.
Will you answer his questions, please?
Sit down.
Will you sit down, please?
Switch on the light.
Will you switch on the light, please?
Strike a match.
Will you strike a match, please?
Give me a cigarette.
Will you give me a cigarette, please?
Exercise 2.
We'll talk to Mr. Egg.
Who to?
Who will you talk to?
They went to the police station.
Where?
Where did they go to?
Mary will wait for John.
Who?
Who will Mary wait for?
They came from the USA.
Where?
Where did they come from?
She was looking at the shop window.
What?
What was she looking at?
The pendant consists of 2 compartments.
What?
What does the pendant consist of?
Exercise 3.
We found Mr. Egg at 7 o'clock.
When did you find him?
They went to the police station this morning.
When did they go to the police station?
He came home late last night.
When did he come home?
I got his letter last week.
When did you get his letter?
He lost his lighter the day before yesterday.
When did he lose his lighter?
They set fire to the forest during the weekend.
When did they set fire to the forest?
He met the detective 10 minutes ago.
When did he meet the detective?
Exercise 4. Listen.
When did you last meet him?
I meet him every day.
I asked when you had last met him. When did you last see her?
I often see her.
I asked when you had last seen her. When did you last go to your club?
I usually go to my club on Tuesdays.
I asked when you had last gone to your club. When did you last get money from them?
I rarely get money from them.
I asked when you had last got money from them. When did you last buy jewellery?
I never buy jewellery.
I asked when you had last bought jewellery. When did you last smoke a cigarette?
I always smoke a cigarette after lunch.
I asked when you had last smoked a cigarette. When did you last use your lighter?
I use my lighter when I light a cigarette.
I asked when you had last used your lighter.
And now we are going to listen to our story once again. The detective asked John and Mary to go with him to the police station.
Will you come with me, please?
Where to?
To the police station.
But he hasn't done anything. I've been with him all the time.
Will both of you come to the police station?
Why are you taking us to the police station?
You're going to help us.
How are we going to help the police?
I'm going to ask some questions. You're going to tell me the answers.
Both of us.
Both of you. Will you come along, please?
All right.
Now stand back there.
Stop pushing.
Stand back. That building's dangerous.
Who are you talking to?
Some people try to get killed. Stand back, please.
Oh, my foot.
Will you step inside here, please?
Oh. Where's Mary?
She'll wait for you. I want to talk to you by yourself.
Why don't you talk to us together?
I work this way.
What did Mary tell you?
I'll ask the questions, please. There's a chair. Please sit down.
Thank you.
What do you want to know?
When did you find Mr. Egg?
Just after 7 o'clock.
Was he dead?
No, he died soon afterwards.
Who was with you?
Mary.
Anyone else?
Well, somebody was watching us, but we didn't see him.
You said him. Did you know it was a man?
No, perhaps it was a woman.
When did you last smoke a cigarette?
A cigarette? I don't remember.
What did you do after Mr. Egg died?
I phoned the police.
Where did you phone from?
There's a phone in the shop.
Did you light a cigarette there?
No, and I didn't set fire to the shop.
Was the shop dark?
Yes.
When did you switch on the light?
I didn't switch on the light.
Perhaps you struck a match.
I didn't strike a match.
Of course not. You've got a lighter, haven't you? A cigarette lighter.
No, I haven't. I lost it.
I'm sorry. Oh, would you like a cigarette now?
Yes, please.
Have one of mine.
Thank you.
Do you want a light?
Please.
Here's a cigarette lighter.
But...
You recognize the lighter, do you?
Yes, it's mine. It's my lighter.
How did the detective get John's cigarette lighter? Listen to the next episode of The Missing Jewel. Thank you.